Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The news of the death of
Monty Hall.
The great Monty Hall.
Yes.
Game show legend Monty Hall, who started Let's Make a Deal back in 1963. I don't remember when, but I was reading his obituary yesterday, and he said, you know, the beginning of the show, people did not dress up.
Oh, really?
To come to Let's Make a Deal.
So that's how they got his attention then.
That's probably how originally somebody put a funny hat on. It was just a hat.
How funny.
It started with a funny hat to get his attention, and it got his attention. And then people started, you know, trying to one up each other.
Dean, I'll give you $10 if you have a clothespin on you right now.
I don't get
$10. You want to make a deal?
Why would I have a clothespin?
How about a paper clip? Remember, he used to do that at the other show.
Yeah. And for those of you under 70 years old that don't know what a clothespin is.
How about a mimeograph machine?
How about a buggy whip?
How about if we have one reference on the show today that's not 50 years old? How about that?
Well, Monty Hall was 90, so you're talking about a 90-year-old guy.
Well, I'm talking about Monty Hall here, and I want to pay tribute because I thought he was he's a classic. Oh. You go back and think about some of these old Let's Make a Deal shows. Flawless.
And he was not only was he a game show host, but he actually rose to that. He superseded just being a game show. He was a big celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
Big deal in the 70s.
He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does have one of those. Wow. But, I mean, you know, think about your game show hosts. Most of them are pretty kind of formulaic of what they're supposed to do. He had to fly with whatever was going to happen, that he didn't know what was going to happen, because you never knew what the people were going to say and what the people were going to do. He had to be the master of spontaneity as well. Wayne Brady has taken over Let's Make a Deal, but it wasn't like the Monty Hall. Monty Hall was...
With good old Jay Stewart and the beautiful Carol Merrill.
Beautiful Carol Merrill.
She used to be the Vanna White of her generation.
In his real life, he was married to the same woman for 70 years.
Wow.
70 years. His wife...
Talk about a zonk.
Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, it's Jay Stewart on a big horse.
His wife just passed away a few months ago.
Oh, look at that! And then he
right. I think there's something to that when you see long married couples, and one dies and then the other one dies a month or so later. I think they just miss their
maybe Dean.
So much.
They made a deal.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did.
And you know, his daughter is Joanna Gleason.
That's right.
Who is an actress, and you've seen her in a lot of different movies. She actually looks a little like him.
His other daughter is a TV executive, and another son who is a TV producer. So they're very much a television family. So sad to hear about the death of Monty Hall, but this opens up the conversation. Who's your favorite game show host of all time?
Well,
Jim and I were talking during the break about this buzzer cable TV channel where they show all the old game shows.
Yeah.
Way too much Family Feud for my taste.
I'm
not a Family Feud fan, but
Neither am I. They
show it way too much.
Yeah.
But they show a lot of the great old game shows, and I'm wondering, what were your favorite game? What were and are your favorite game shows? Who is and was your favorite game show hosts? 312-981-7200. Let's talk TV game shows in honor of the great Monty Hall.
$9,119 in cash or merchandise, and it could be lurking behind door number one, or behind door number two, or door number three. And I think I went to you first, Doris Groves. What door have you selected?
Two.
Oh.
Two.
Because the person's not already under a lot of stress. They have everybody yelling at them.
Tina? What does that say? Say something.
Three.
All right.
Oh.
Now we heard one over here, three over there.
Nobody. I'd love to hear if someone's going to get a zonk here. I used to love when somebody got a zonk. I don't know what that says about me. Barbara, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Thanks for calling in. I'm great. Who was your favorite talk show host?
I love your show. I love you.
Thank you.
But I have to say that Match Game was and is my favorite. game show.
Game show,
I
yeah.
I still watch the reruns on the Buzzer network every day.
I do, too.
Dumb Doro is so dumb.
I mean, and you know, Monty Hall, he made several appearances on Match Game.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen him on Match Game. I used to get a McLean Stevenson pretty often. Or
maybe a Scoey Mitchell.
A Nipsey Russell would often be on there.
A man came down and said, "Where do you go?" And I said, "I don't know." Nipsey Russell.
Gene Rayburn had so many celebrities
so weird.
On that show.
It was funny, but, I mean, it, you know, you watched to see what was going to be going on between Charles Nelson Reilly and Brett Summers. What was Richard Dawson going to be doing? The regulars on that show, yeah.
A nice Fanny Flagg, a Joyce Boulafont.
I mean, I really enjoyed that show, and like I say, I watched the reruns. I just can't get enough.
Appreciate your call. Favorite game show or game show hosts in honor of the legendary Monty Hall, who passed away yesterday. Bob in Lake in the Hills. Hi, you're on WGN.
Hi there. I just wanted to mention that you guys didn't like Family Feud. I was surprised. But
I think that I think that they just play it too much on that channel. It's on all the time.
It's on, and then they show, and they even show Richard and Ray Combs.
Yeah, they show Ray Combs, which is creepy to me. Ray Combs committed suicide.
I know.
And that's all I can think of while I'm watching him kissing the contestants and, you know, cavorting with the contestants on that show. But you're a big fan of the show, I guess, eh, Bob?
I like the show, but Richard Dawson, I think he kissed more women than Magic Johnson.
Oh, wow. You give me the wrong answer, I'll say try again.
He was smooth. You gotta say that he was smooth and he was very witty.
He was very smooth.
You gotta give him that. But it is creepy watching him, not just like a, you know, like a little hug or a little peck. It was like full sloppy lip on lip kissing that he was doing back in the day.
And about 20 years ago, I met an English gentleman who the show came on. And he goes, "Hey, there's Dickie Dawson," and I'm like, "What?" And that was his actual name. So
if you ever watch a Match Game, the early episodes, Brett will always refer to Richard Dawson as Dickie.
Really?
She says, "Oh, Dickie, what did you get for that answer?" And if you ever watch an old Dick Van Dyke episode, Richard Dawson
is he credited as Dickie Dawson?
Yeah.
But on Hogan's Heroes, he was Richard Dawson.
Yeah, he was Richard Dickie. Dawson. Yeah, but she calls him Dickie. Yeah.
Bob, I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. Here's some texts coming in. How can we possibly forget the great Chuck Barris, 630 area code
for the, be back with more
for the Gong Show.
Tough.
At the same time, the greatest game show host, is there really a game show though, really? The Gong Show? It was more like a reality show.
It wasn't even a game show.
Yeah.
Because you didn't even care about who won.
I guess because it was on during the daytime.
Yeah, exactly.
That people think of it. But Richard, Chuck Barris at the same time was great and awful.
which is why it was such a great show.
All at the same time.
And don't forget, he did create and produce The Newlywed Game, which is a classic.
Very true.
With Bob Eubanks.
312 area code says the most overrated game show host. Uh-oh. Alex Trebek.
Ooh.
Alex Trebek.
Titanium was the answer.
How good was Will Ferrell on SNL doing Alex Trebek?
Oh, that was fantastic.
It's one of the best.
Fantastic. And everyone who portrayed a contestant on that show, Norm MacDonald as Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter. That's what I like. And then, of course, my guys are Sean Connery.
Daryl Hammond.
Fantastic.
I'll take the rapist.
Ryan in Milwaukee, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Jim. I'll talk same with the other caller. It's got to be the Match Game with Gene Rayburn. So, you know, those classic game shows are, you know, a bygone era, I think. You know, these days you don't kind of see that. You know, with the Match Game, the scripted, unscripted banter between everybody, it was quite a show.
I think there may have, that show also may have been under the influence of a little bit of vodka backstage as well. When you watch that show, don't you sometimes get the sense they are smashed?
Well, and you can tell, because apparently they recorded like five or six shows a day, and then they broke for lunch, you know, so they did two or three, broke for lunch, and you can always tell the after lunch shows because it's a little looser. Everybody's talking louder. You know, they're all like, you know, talking over one another and giving shots to one another, and you could always tell. That's the one thing. I know. Have you watched the Alec Baldwin version?
I have a couple of times.
Great.
And it's okay.
It's
but
okay.
It's not Gene Rayburn.
No, and the thing is, you know, to Ryan's point, is that the show was more organic. They didn't get drunk on purpose. They got drunk because they were having lunch. They were there all day. And now they actually have, on the new version, they have drinks on the set.
Right.
You know, and they're encouraging them to get drunk and just be outrageous.
Or else they want you to think that they're drinking.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's because, ooh, we're going to be so crazy and so spontaneous.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that, Ryan. A good choice. Here's one that says Chuck Woolery. Chuck Woolery. Liked him before Wheel.
Right.
Liked him doing Wheel before Sacheck took over.
Yeah, and then, of course, he was on Love Connection. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Right. Classic.
Yeah.
Hollywood Squares.
Oh,
Peter Marshall is the host of that. That is truly one of... I wish they would put on reruns of those old Hollywood Squares episodes. Those are absolutely hilarious.
I believe, unfortunately, a lot of them were erased.
Ugh.
And erased and recorded over. Oh, Paul...
Paul Lynn. That was so great. Michael, hello. You're on WGN.
I'll take Charlie Weaver to block.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, my God. I used to love game shows. It was like my whole childhood.
Which ones were your favorites? Just give me a list of some of your favorites.
Well, as far as hosts, I mean, there's nothing like Art Fleming doing Jeopardy.
Oh, wow. That is classic old school.
Yeah.
And Bud Collier doing Tell the Truth with the Giddy Carlisle. And Peggy Cass and Bill Cullen. I mean, you can't beat that stuff.
Do you watch the Buzzer Network?
I don't. I don't think I've got it. I think I've got the Game Show Network, but not the Buzzer Network.
I don't know what they run on a game show, but I have Infinity, I guess. And they have the Buzzer Network. And you get to Tell the Truth. You get What's My Line. I've Got a Secret
with Gary Moore.
With Gary Moore. These shows are hilarious to watch.
But you remember, like, the really cheesy 70s ones, like The Magnificent Money Marble Machine, and and then Alex Trebek did something called High Rollers with Ruta Lee.
Remember Split Second, where with Tom Kennedy, where you got to put the key in the car and turn the car engine, and it went, next week you'll have choice of three cars.
Yeah. And then Peter Tamarkin with the whammy game.
No more whammies.
That one.
Yeah, you can't beat that stuff. It was just the best.
Yeah, that one's on the Buzzer Network for sure. Wow, I'm so happy to hear about your enthusiasm about this, Michael. That's awesome.
Fantastic. You brought up some vintage ones, too, which is great.
I would get that checked right away if I were you. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Boy, did we ever tap into a nerve here on our text line. Bob Barker.
Oh.
Hugh Down.
Hugh!
Groucho Marx.
You bet your life. Hey, Duck.
Any Chuck Woolery yet?
We did have a Chuck Woolery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, listen to the show. It's on 7:20 a.m.
Yeah, we mentioned that a little earlier. We did mention that.
I thought you were leaving at 10, Jim.
You can't hear every second. Boys, don't fight. Don't make me separate you.
Did anybody mention Alan Ludden?
Oh, no.
My goodness.
On Password?
One of the most classic of all time.
And Password Plus. The Password is.
Oh, I love that show. I used to love that show.
It was, and Alan, you know, you laugh. You think he didn't do much. He used to lean over and pass the words.
Right.
When he passed away, Bert Convy took over Super Password. He was horrible.
Yeah.
Alan, there was something about Alan that just fit that show.
Well, you made an interesting point that there are no more professional game show hosts, guys whose job is to be a game show host. Now, for what few game shows that are out there right now, they're celebrities, they're singers, they come from some other genre.
They're used
Snoop Dogg is getting
Michael Strahan.
Yeah, they're getting talk shows, and nothing against them as performers, but just to Jim's point, a professional game show host like Alan Ludden, Gene Rayburn, Tom Kennedy,
Bill Cullen.
Somebody mentioned Bill Cullen. He did, I don't know how many
millions of Bob Eubanks, Wink Martindale.
Classics. All classics, just like Monty Hall that set all this off, who sadly we lost yesterday, but 96 years old. So hopefully a nice, rich life from it. Sounds like it was. Jim and I have cooked up something fun for you, too.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, we were talking about game show hosts a second ago.
Yes.
And, Shwani, you brought up the great Alan Ludden.
Uh-huh.
From the TV show Password.
Yeah.
And Jim and I were talking during the break, and we said, how much fun would it be if four of us played Password?
Let's play Password.
Can we use my teletype sound effect?
Just for that.
Welcome to WGN Password.
No, you got to sound like Johnny Olson.
Just for that, you can have Shwani. I'll take Sam.
Our contestants today, Dean Richards. Partnered up with Dave Schwann, God help me. And Jim Toronto partnered up with Sam Panionovic.
Sam, tell us a little about yourself.
Well, Jim. That's all I got.
Well, good luck to you.
All right, so we have to do this a little differently because we can't whisper the password to the audience.
Or
you guys would hear it.
Who's going to be if we're teamed up with each other, who is going to select the passwords?
Well, we've already selected some passwords. So we're going to give you a clue.
We know the words.
We know the words already. So we're going up to you guys.
Sam, don't forget, put this down on your resume now that you played Password.
To play Password.
They've just handed us the little holder with the word in it.
Right.
And we've both read it.
We've opened it up and looked inside.
We have the bell, the little ding when the... Oh, you thought of everything.
So who gets the who gets the first advantage? You, Dean. This is your show.
All right, Shwani. The clue for the first word is ailment,
sickness.
Okay, ready, Sam?
Yes.
Prescription,
drugs.
Shwani, pills.
Pharmaceuticals.
Okay, Sam, ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with it. Pharmaceuticals.
Medicine.
Yes! Oh, Sam. All right. $100 for Sam.
Where did you get the bell?
Never mind.
Dean and I play this at home.
Shwani, just concentrate on the words. Never mind where we got the sound effects.
We all know Elton. Jim has
teletype again.
Jim has a bag full of toys. We all know
it's
this.
It's my bell.
That's very true. All right. So now you go, Jim. You go first with the second word.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Oh, okay. Oof. This is not easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please feel free to play along at home.
Meteorological. Sam.
Asteroids.
Ooh.
Ready, Shwani?
Yeah.
Skilling. Skilling.
I know it.
Let's see. Meteorological.
Uh-oh. Show's over at 1 o'clock.
There's a time limit, Shwani.
Okay.
Okay, ready, Sam?
Thunderstorm.
Eclipse.
He gave you the response.
Who did?
He just gave
Sam?
I said eclipse.
I didn't give you a clue.
Well, I thought that was it.
What kind of... Can I have Shwani?
No.
How are you still married? You give up that easily?
Wow.
Bad clue. We don't play pass.
Are you ready, Shwani?
Yes.
Forecast.
Forecast.
Wow. These two are off. Forecast.
Temperature.
Okay, now listen, Sam.
Okay.
Now, and the key is to
now,
put
wait a
all...
Minute. Wait a minute. You don't give like a whole speech.
Put all the
give
words together.
Give your clue.
Come on, Lou Holtz. Tell me how to play.
Conditions.
Weather.
That's it.
Shwani.
Skilling. As soon as I said meteorological, I'm like, skilling is the clue. Excellent, Dean. All right, you take.
Okay,
you want
if you want to trade,
one?
I understand.
No, that's
no.
Can I have your dad?
Jeez. All right, you ready?
Okay, you go.
20.
I'm ready.
Instrument.
Instrument.
Yep.
Trumpet.
Hmm. Ready, Sam?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Blow.
Tuba.
Oh.
Kenton.
Stan.
Ah! Okay, now, I hope I'm not dating myself here. I hope, I know you're younger, but I hope you get this. Clemens.
I have no idea what that means, but I will guess trombone.
Whoa, no, no.
I know that.
I don't know what Clemens is.
Clemens, are you ready, Schwani?
I am.
Clemens.
Clarence.
Oh, okay, got it. You ready now?
Saxophone.
Yes. I think we won 3-0.
This was a terrible idea.
Yeah, when you come on the losing side, it was.
That was actually
kind of
fun. All
right, Sammy, $300. What are you going to do with that money, Sam?
I'm going to spend it on a new set of, I don't even know.
How about a dictionary?
You should have said Lisa Simpson. I would have said saxophone.
Oh, right. See, there's the time. Yeah.
But you couldn't use two words.
Right, maybe, yeah. So you don't know who Clarence Clemens is, huh?
I do. I didn't. Clemens threw me off.
Oh, would I have said Clarence? Would that have worked?
That would have been better, yes.
Right, okay.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
That was fun.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
I like to win.
And I'm just getting warmed up.
And I get Schwani. Sam every time.
Schwani, you're just getting warmed up?
I'm just
really?
Getting warmed up.
Skilling.
See, next time,
thunderstorm.
Next time we can, you know, we both sides can have words prepared.
Yeah, so then you, yeah.
So they can give us words.
That
too.
Was a ball. I love that. That was fun.